And we will be speaking to Australia's former ambassador to Washington, Kim Beazley, a little later about the relationship and what we can make of it through all of that that Matt has just stepped us through. Right now, though, let's leave Donald Trump land. We've all heard the horror stories about going into retirement homes. But how often do you hear of positives? The Queensland University of Technology is leading a major research project on the experience of people entering aged care and how things could be improved. It's a pressing issue for both the government and the aged care sector. By 2031, the number of older Australians needing either community support or assisted living facilities will increase by 63% to 1.4 million of us. As part of the project, an unusual photographic exhibition is being held, showcasing life in an aged care facility through the eyes of the residents. Cathy Van Extel reports.
Outside. I don't know many outside anymore. I don't know many. I have outlived them. I just look forward. I just look forward to being alive tomorrow. I think, well, I do what I can. I can still crochet.
The reflections of 82-year-old nursing home resident Matilda are turned into prose by poet Sarah Holland Batt.
It's like boarding school. I thought this was really powerful because it's all about what she still can do and why she still enjoys living and what she gets out of the experience, even though she needs some help.
The poem features in a deeply personal photographic exhibition showcasing the lives of some of the 400 residents of Ballycarra, a bayside aged care facility and retirement village just north of Brisbane. Ballycarra and QUT are involved in a major project funded by the Australian Research Council, exploring what it's like for people who move into aged care and how their lives can be improved. It's led by environmental psychologist Yvonne Miller from QUT's Creative Industries Faculty.
Over the last 3 years, we've tracked older people as they've moved into an aged care, either a retirement village or a residential aged care place, and we've tracked them over time to see what their expectations were like and what their experiences were like. And the whole project is designed to better understand what's the current experience of aged care and how can we redesign aged care to better meet the needs in the 21st century.
For many people, a move to aged care is unplanned. Yvonne Miller says it comes as a shock.
Most people will enter either from hospital or maybe from home, but after something significant's happened in their life. If you can't cope at home or something's happened, you'll usually enter aged care through crisis. And that means often that you're very, very scared. You're very anxious and it's really hard to plan and to know what you're looking forward to. And often many of our participants describe this, that they moved into aged care and they just saw their whole life and all their possessions just being swept away and taken away from them.
That trauma is explored in the photographic exhibition. 76-year-old June Woodward has lived at Ballycarra for 4 years. She counts herself as one of the fortunate ones.
I could bring my own bed, big duchess, all my photos up on the wall, and that helped me really settle in.
As part of the project, Ballycarra residents were asked to take photos about what was important to them in their daily lives. June's photo is of a clock owned by her mother that randomly chimes. Yvonne Miller says the aim of the exhibition is to give a rare and intimate insight into the often private world of aged care. She says it's a stark reminder that people are still living their lives.
The photos are amazing. We've got over 700 photographs that really provide intimate, vivid insight into what it's like to live in aged care, both the highlights and the lowlights, and just the importance of staff, of inside-outside spaces, and of maintaining identity, of still being you, of still keeping doing the hobbies you can always do. And this exhibition is designed to at least a little bit open up the door, show a little bit that life goes on inside aged care and there can be some wonderful things.
Ballycarra CEO Marcus Riley is an internationally recognised advocate for the elderly. He's part of a UN group considering whether a convention is needed to protect older people. Ballycarra has also attracted global interest in its philosophy named Sona, which is Gaelic for happiness.
We wanted to see how we could have a deeper impact in people's lives. So we started investigating what are the happiest communities around the world, communities where people have purpose and are contributing to that community seem to be the happiest environment. So on the back of that research and investigation, we developed this sauna approach, which was really about embracing people and what they value, and then on the back of that, creating opportunities for them to pursue what's important to them.
Marcus Riley says an emphasis on positivity has reduced depression levels.
We've seen depressive rates for residents in Ballycarra far below what we'd find across the industry in terms of those percentages. So typically the industry would say there's about 50% of residents in that environment will be experiencing some sort of depressive state. We've seen those numbers drop for us below 20%, which is rather significant.
For resident June Woodward, she discovered a new passion.
I'm so involved with painting, and sometimes I'm in that much pain, and when it's my day to go painting, when I'm painting, all that pain just all goes. I don't know where I'd be without my painting.
Did you paint before going to Ballycarra?
I never held a paintbrush, and now I'm... so good.
It's an example of how moving to an aged care facility can be positive. Yvonne Miller says many residents come to enjoy their new lives.
It wasn't surprising that most people were reluctant to enter aged care, but what was surprising was that within the first few months that reluctance had turned around, and the vast majority were actually grateful for being there. They were enjoying having someone look after them. For a change, is what they'd say to us. And I guess the other thing that's been really important of part of this project is that we want to push back against the negativity that surrounds aged care, and we don't talk about death and dying and old age and ageing. We just seem to push that aside. And in this project, older people, they don't want to talk about that either, but that's okay. They just want to live their lives. They just want to have fun and enjoy the moment. So I guess it's a good reminder to all of us just to prioritise fun activities and happiness.
It's been a positive for 84-year-old Olivia Deuce, who moved into aged care 3 years ago when her health seriously declined. She writes poetry and is happily living a day at a time.
It's just how much I've come ahead since I've been at Ballycarra, not having to work or worry about meals. I love it. I've been really enjoying my last years, and yeah, I hope to have a few more. Yeah, but you never know. Yeah, but I do. I'm enjoying them. I'm enjoying life.
Well, that's great. Sounds like you've got a few good years ahead of you there, Olivia. 84-year-old Olivia Deuce, a resident of retirement living and aged care, the community on the Redcliffe Peninsula, just north of Brisbane. Ending that report from Kathy Van Exdel. And if you're in Brisbane, or if you're heading through Brisbane, you can see the photographic exhibition at the State Library of Queensland until the end of February.